Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. If somebody around here all of a sudden stands up and yells out, fire, you can bet everybody's eyes would be wide open looking for the nearest exit. No doubt like the folks hearing Jesus' words in the gospel reading for today. Fire, yells Jesus. God's word is like fire. The fire that Jesus describes is bringing, get this, division. How like the Lord. About the time you need for him to be sweet and sentimental, easing you into a Hallmark card moment, he's yelling fire. Shocking to our ears, these words of Jesus are, because the word of the Lord so often becomes, in our politically correct postmodern minds, little more than greeting card sentimentality, a kind of low-key distraction designed to make us feel better without really doing anything at all. Too often, we take a strong 100-proof word and treat it as if it were merely a nice thought to produce a nice feeling in otherwise nice people like us. From prophets of old who spoke with fear and trembling, thus saith the Lord, to the incarnate word, Jesus, God insists that his word is nothing less than power, dynamite power, fire power, working both to consume and purify. The word of the Lord accomplishes exactly what it says, both to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable, all for the sake of God's kingdom and his aching number one desire, to rescue the whole broken, sinful world. That word called all creation into being and delivered into the womb of the Virgin Mary, the very Son of God in human flesh and blood. How quick we are to want to judge the word of the Lord on how it makes us feel rather than what it does. So captive it seems we are to our feelings. It seems we judge, just about everything and everyone on how we feel. Yet, where in his word does God ask us even once, how does that make you feel? Instead, God confronts us. He engages us on a more firm foundation than our fickle feelings. He does it upon the rock-solid, unshifting ground of his word, unchanging, a word for yesterday, today, and forever, a word that does what it promises, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. When the word of the Lord comes, no one remains unchanged. It doesn't matter if you see any signs of a change in the life of the hearer or if they feel a change. No one remains unchanged when the word of the Lord addresses them. So often our eyes are deceiving. God's word's powerful, cutting like a double-edged sword, killing us, crushing us, and then raising us up, making us alive. And all for his purpose, his heart's desire, rescuing sinners held captive in death. We know, brothers and sisters, we know by the faith that the Holy Spirit works in us, that God's word works. It never comes back to him without doing what he wants done. What happens when the word of the Lord addresses us? Blind see, deaf hear, lame walk, lepers healed, poor rejoice, dead raised to life. By the way, this doesn't happen because we see it. It happens because of the word of the Lord promises it. Even when we don't see any evidence or feel any difference, God's word works. It's like fire. And where it blazes, well, it leaves some people angry. Some people bitter, some people hardened in their belief that I am always right. God's word affects everyone and not only those who are awakened from death by the Holy Spirit. His word condemns those who refuse the Spirit's inviting grace and peace in Jesus. That is the way it is. Scripture is clear. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. His long memory remembers us in His mercy. And His long memory recalls those who want absolutely nothing to do with Him. Thank you. Content to be right, right, and always right on their own. There is no middle ground in any of this. Jesus says repeatedly, either you're with me or against me. In fact, the book of Revelation tells us that the neither here nor there, the kind of wishy-washy, let's go down the middle of the road, lukewarm, will be spit out of God's mouth on the day of judgment. No middle ground. His word creates friend or foe. Either Jesus Christ is truth incarnate or he's a lie. Either he is Lord or lunatic. There's no middle ground. He refuses to be anything but the very Son of God come to be the Savior of the world. And you know what? He does it all. His way from manger to cross to tomb, mocking and beating and thorns and nails and bloody death. God's sacrifice for you and for the world in Jesus, His Son, His Word in the flesh. We stand before the Word of the Lord with fear and trembling. We are a people who know its power. Power to save. Power to condemn. God's word is like fire. For you, my brothers and sisters, you whom the Spirit calls to confess Jesus Christ is Lord. The fire of the Lord's word is purifying you, consuming your sin and guilt, leading you daily in repentance to become what He has declared you to be in your holy baptism, making you holy and pure in the righteousness of Jesus. And you know this. Not because you see it or feel it, but because this is what the Lord tells you. It's His promise, a promise that's never fickle, never fake, never failing. It is the Spirit's fire that burns through the crust of prideful, fearful hearts. As Luther said in the Catechism, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified, kept me in the one true faith. This is all you see God's doing by His Spirit working through His Word. All arrogance, all self-congratulatory backpatting, that's burned away. And all that's left when the smoke clears and the ashes are swept away is grace. God's grace. Today again, right here, around His Word and His table, you are meeting Jesus. You will know Him by the word He speaks to you and for you. That word, like fire, well, it sets you very much apart from this world. that you may be His child, His possession. His light set to burn brightly in a world utterly dark and growing darker. Did not our hearts burn within us while He talked to us on the road, while He opened to us the Scriptures? That was the question those two Emmaus-heading disciples were asking each other as the risen Savior walked with them on the road, attended their evening table, broke the bread before their eyes. Oh, their eyes were opened. Did not our hearts burn within us? Fire. The fire of His resurrection presence and unfailing love. The fire of His abiding out of this world. Peace burning away all our doubt. Burning away all our worry, our pride, all our fear. Separating from the darkness and death of this broken world. Dividing the shepherd's sheep from the foals of Satan and hell. That's what fire does. It burns everything useless away, so that finally and forever, with your eyes wide open, you may see Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.